Sometimes it can feel like food has an emotional control over you. Well, it's time to show your food who's boss with Noom. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, May 24th edition. We got a 14-game banger on tap. Hope everybody had a great Thursday. Enjoyed a nice, slow evening of action where Lucas Giolito had the stage to himself and just dealt over the Houston Astros. Giolito, folks, we're not going to get that $6,500 Giolito anytime soon. It's over. So we got to move on from that one, unfortunately. But we have a lot of good stuff on this 14-game slate. Again, if you want to join thequantedge.com. Get all the great content, all the great tools that keep getting improved on and are going to get better and better as the year goes on. There's a lot of cool stuff coming down the pipeline overall on the product at the Quant Edge. You get the member Discord. You get $25 off the season pass for MLB, $19.99 for the first month of all sports, or $5 for an all sports 5-day package using promo code Bubba. Also, if you want to give a rating or review on iTunes, I'd much, much appreciate it. It would help out a ton. Let's get in to this 14-game slate. We'll start off with your totals. Dodgers at the Pirates. Waiting on that one. It looks like there'll be a spot starter for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Marlins at Nationals. Total of 9. Padres, Blue Jays, 8.5. Tigers, Mets, waiting on that one. Rays, Indians, 7.5. That's a good one. Snell versus Bieber. Red Sox, Astros, 8.5. White Sox, Twins, 9. Phillies, Brew Crew, waiting on that one. Braves, Cardinals, 9.5. Yankees, Royals, Yankees doing a spot start, so waiting on that one. Orioles, Rockies, Rockies making a spot start, waiting on that one. So you can see a lot of interesting things going on. Mariners, A's, 9.5. Rangers, Angels, 9.5. D-backs, Giants, 7.5. So you have 1, 2, likely 3, 4, 5, 6, potentially a 7th. Of 9 or higher on this 14-game slate. So 6 or 7, almost half the slate, total of 9 or higher. So lots of places to attack with your bats on this slate. You can make some noise be had, but there's also a lot of pitching as you have 2, 4, 6 guys over 10,000, 7 guys 9,900 and above. So lots and lots to choose from on this slate. It starts off with Blake Snell, 11-4 at the Cleveland Indians. Quite the price bump for Mr. Snell. A guy who's been outstanding. 20 points on the road, 23.5 at home, 3.86 ERA on the road. 3 straight starts at 25 or more DraftKings points. Really getting it going. His last 2 starts have been against the Yankees, and he's dominated. And he gets a Cleveland Indians team that we know is offensively challenged. 24% K rate versus lefties. You got Snell's 33% K rate, 44% ground ball rate. And when it comes to targeting the Indians, they have a 3.55 team total, just barely second lowest on the slate, almost tied for first. Lefties 317, righties 229 versus Snell's with some reverse splits. And when you look at the Indians, a 298 WOBA, 148 ISO versus Snell. So Snell is in a great spot tonight if you choose to pay up. Next on the list, Robbie Ray, 10-9 at the San Francisco Giants. Ray, it's always about command. He's faced the Giants once this year, 4 innings, 2 earned, 4 walks, 6 Ks. He has 8 walks at home compared to 29 strikeouts, 21 walks on the road compared to 38K. Still averaging 17 points a game at home, but it's always a headache with him. He's facing a Giants team that's dreadful. 3.6 team total, third lowest on the slate. Lefties 302, righties 316. But a Giants team with a 265 WOBA and a 111 ISO versus left-handed pitching. They're very, very, very bad. When you look at Robbie Ray, a 31% K rate of his own, 41% ground ball rate. Giants striking out about 24% of the time versus left-handed pitching. So Robbie Ray's in a great spot. It's just if he's not walking guys, he's going to dominate. If he's walking guys, we scratch our head. Jose Berrios 10-2 at home against the Chicago White Sox. It's always been known Berrios much better at home than on the road, and it's shown so far this year. A K per inning at home, 22.3 DraftKings points. He has not somehow faced the White Sox yet this year, but it's a White Sox team we know we can take advantage of. Every now and then they'll run into one. It happens. But as a whole, they strike out almost 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Berrios is a minus 220 home favorite in this matchup. Very nice stuff there. 25% K rate for Berrios, 40% ground ball rate. All really nice stuff. And the White Sox have the lowest team total at 3.53, just below the Indians and the Giants. Lefties 342 versus Berrios, but righties 281. So Berrios at 10-2, a lot to like there. Lots and lots of upside. With this upper tier, 9,900 and above, a lot of guys with tremendous upside. So for me tonight, if you're paying up here, you might be able to take some savings and still do just fine. A couple more to talk about here is Thor. Noah Syndergaard, 10-1 at home against the Detroit Tigers. Thor has been rocky this year, but much better on the road. 23 points per game on the road compared to 13-9 on the road. Or 23 points at home compared to 13-9 on the road. He's had three straight road starts. They've all been pretty rough, all but one. But his home start, his last home start was against Cincinnati, complete game shutout. He struggled at home against Milwaukee, but then dominated Minnesota and Washington at home. So 20 or more DraftKings points in three of his four starts at home. He's 10-1 against a Detroit Tigers team. Strikes out 26.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So a lot to like here with Thor. 24% K rate of his own, 50% ground ball rate. He's been outstanding. Detroit's got a team total that we're waiting for, of course. But lefty's 251, righty's 275 off Thor. When you look at the Detroit Tigers, A, they're losing their DH, which is very nice. But a 272 WOBA and a 137 ISO versus right-handed pitching is horrible. Absolutely horrible. That's like Giants. That's like Indians versus lefties. That's the Tigers versus righties. They are just bad at baseball. So Thor at 10-1, very, very much in play. Lastly, out of these seven pitchers, 9,900 and above, I'm breaking down five of them for you. Walker Buehler at 99 at the Pittsburgh Pirate is kind of sneaky nice. He's been better at home than on the road, but lately he's been dominating. He was great in Cincinnati his last time out. He got 21.3, 26.8, 26.8, 17.8, had a hiccup at the Cubs, and 31.2 against Cincinnati. So he's been outstanding in five of his last six starts. You know, four of his last six, it's been 21 or more. He's $9,900. Going into Pittsburgh, a team that's struggling at the plate. They did go off on Thursday, but we kind of talked about that because Antonio Cincitella, not good, folks. Not good. So you look at Walker Buehler, he's no Antonio Cincitella. Pittsburgh striking out almost 21% of the time versus righties. Buehler, 27% K rate, 47% ground ball rate. Lots and lots to like there. And lefties hitting 346 off Buehler, so that concerns you with, you know, Josh Bell, Polanco, Brian Reynolds and company. But righty's 260, and as a team, a 299 WOBA and a 147 ISO versus right-handed pitching, that's crazy because you got to think a lot of that's Josh Bell just crushing baseballs. If you took Josh Bell off of this team, that number, those team numbers versus righties might be like some of the worst in history. So Walker Buehler at 99, very, very good play. So when you're looking up top here, I got Berrios 1, Buehler 2, 4-3, Snell 4, Robbie Ray 5. That's how I'm breaking all the tasty goodness down on that one for you. Again, Berrios 1, Buehler 2, Thor 3, Snell 4, Ray 5. Now it gets ugly, folks. It gets very, very ugly. You can roll the dice on Joey Lucchesi at Toronto. Not completely opposed to it. But you got Griffin Canning at home, $8,600 against the Texas Rangers. Canning's been really good at home, a 2.38 ERA in his two home starts, three earned runs and 11 and a third with 11 Ks, 20.1 DraftKings points. He's pretty much been good overall this season, but at home he's really, really dominated. He does get a Texas team that can hit the ball very, very well, so keep in that in mind, but they also strike out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Griffin Canning, very, very good strikeout rate in his short sample of 27.5%, a 38% ground ball rate. And you got a Texas team with a 4.3 team total. Lefties 234, righties 245 versus Griffin Canning. So it's a little risky, but after you drop down from the big boys, all these pitchers are kind of, they all have an issue of their own. Daniel Mignon, $7,900 at home against the Seattle Mariners. Mignon's made two starts this year. One was May 12th, and he kind of scuffled against Cleveland. And then his last one against the Detroit Tigers, 7 innings, 1 earned, 5 Ks, was outstanding. He really had it going in that one. Seattle's offense has been really, really cold of late. Doesn't mean they can't wake up, but pitching in Oco Coliseum does help. Seattle strikes out about 25% of the time. Mangum at $7,900 is a minus 170 home favorite. That's very, very good when looking at the grand scheme of things. And when you look at Tejas, they have a, or not Tejas, Seattle. Are we waiting on this one too? No, we should have Seattle. Seattle. 4.2 team total. Lefties 365, righties 298. Yeah, they have a lot of lefties, so you got to keep that in mind. But Mangum at 79 is definitely in play as the A's pitcher is much, much better at home most of the time. A couple more here. Trent Thornton, $7,600 at home against the San Diego Padres. Thornton's been much better on the road than at home, so keep that in mind. That's always a bugaboo when you can't pitch well at your own ballpark. But he's got 16.5 or more points in 4 of his last 5 starts. One of those came at home. The rest were on the road. So keep that in mind. But he does get the San Diego Padres team that we know you can take advantage of. They strike out almost 28% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Thornton's got a 24% K rate of his own because of a lot of fly balls. Lots of fly balls. San Diego, 4.35 team total. Lefties, 356. Righties, 290. And the Padres have a 287 WOBA versus right-handed pitching, which is not good at all. So keep an eye on Trent Thornton, $7,600 if you're looking to save. Last but not least, a complete punt here is Kyle MacGowan of the Washington Nationals at $7,000. He's making the spot start tonight. He did have a 4.3 ERA and a 1.3 whip, but he's playing in the PCL where the ball flies. The thing I did like, he has a 50 to 12K to walk rate in 41 and two-thirds innings. So the strikeout stuff's there. Not an electric guy, but he's facing the Miami Marlins. And that's the point I wanted to make. It's $7,000 because at this point in time, things can change. That's what the TQE member Discord's for. That's what the Fantasy Sports DJ and Slack chat's for. At this point in time, there's not a lot of punts below this that I like. But you got a Marlins team that strikes out almost 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So you can target them with strikeout-type arms. They have a 4.2 team total. They have a 263 WOBA and a .094 ISO versus right-handed pitching. That is disgusting. So MacGowan at 7K, he's at least on the radar as an option. Recapping your pitching down below here, I got Mangum 1, MacGowan 2, Thornton 3, Canning 4. So it's a weird night for pitching. Lots of good offense, and then elite pitchers without a lot down below makes it very, very interesting on this slate. Recapping the pitching up top, I got Berrios 1, Buehler 2. Buehler is a close second because that price is very, very nice. Thor 3, Snell 4, Robbie Ray 5, and then down below, Mangum, MacGowan, Thornton, and Canning. Let's get to the bats on this 14-game slate. You got Gary Sanchez in Kansas City. Beware, Kansas City's got 35 to 40% chances of rain, pretty much the only rain spot I am seeing at this moment, but the wind's also blowing out to left field at 11 miles an hour. It's going to be humid there. Gary Sanchez at 54 is a great play if you choose to pay up. But sliding on down, you got the likes of, where did we go here? Jason Castro against the Chicago White Sox, and that means he's facing Ronaldo Lopez. Lefty's hitting .386 off Ronaldo. Ronaldo can be very good, but Castro could be in for a good game there at $4,200. His bat has quieted down a little bit. Wilson Ramos at 39, I like quite a bit against Soto of Detroit. Left-handed pitcher there. Ramos has 10 or more DraftKings points in 2 of his last 3. So big time upside there when you're looking at Wilson Ramos. Lefties 440, righties 428 off Gregory Soto. Gregory Soto is a batting practice pitcher at best these days. So Wilson Ramos at 39, very, very nice. Josh Fegley at 39 versus Wade LeBlanc, also in play for you there. As you can slide on down the road, Johnny Lucroy versus Drew Smyly at 38 is in play. So you got some options here below 4K with Ramos, Fegley, Lucroy. So I like that quite a bit if you don't pay up top, which is fine on a slate of this magnitude. As you slide on down even farther, they're like a Jorge Alfaro versus MacGowan at 34 in a GPP. I can see that upside there. Maybe a Buster Posey versus Robbie Ray if you're feeling frisky, but I'm not sure I'm quite there at this point in time. A few others for you here. As you know, as you get down to this part of the catcher's rankings, it gets very ugly and it becomes, okay, who spot starts, what value comes out? Do you get a Jeff Mathis? Do you get a Martin Maldonado, stuff along those lines. So yeah, wait and see what the lineups come out to. But right now, I really like that little wave there of like Wilson Ramos, Josh Fegley, Johnny Lucroy in that $3,800 to $3,900 range. Nice little sweet spot there at the catcher's position. First base, you got Belly Bombs versus DiRapuoi and Stratton. I totally butchered that name, but I really don't care. So Bellinger at 59 is in play. Trey Mancini and Coors at 54. I can definitely get behind that one. Pete Alonso, Big D Pete against Soto at 53 is a great play. That's a really, really good play. Don't hate that at all. Freddie Freeman versus Miles Mikolas. Mikolas is not good right now. Lots of contact. Not a good thing to do. You look at a Braves team with a 4-4 team total. Lefties are hitting 394 off Miles Mikolas. So Freddie Freeman at 52 will go lower owned, and you can take advantage of that. Farther down you go, you got the likes like Luke Voigt at $4,800. We know Junis gives up a lot of fly balls, folks. Lots and lots of fly balls. You got CJ Cron at $4,800 for Ronaldo Lopez. When we get into Mike Tuck's sheet update for today, the Twins are popping off again. Surprise, surprise. You go on down even farther, though. You got the likes of maybe Matt Olson versus Wade LeBlanc at 43. It's lefty-lefty, but don't let that fool you. That is very much in play. Marwin Gonzalez has been white hot. He's up to 42, folks. He's in the 4K range. It has happened. He's first base outfield eligible against Ronaldo Lopez. Matt Carpenter, first base, third base against Fulte at $4,200. Carp's had a couple nice games in a row here. 20-pointer yesterday, a 6, a 0, then a 12, a 5, and a 14, a 4, and an 11. So starting to put some double-digit games together there slowly but surely at $4,200 versus Fulte. You can attack Fulte with lefties, so he's in play. We kind of like John Means. We kind of like John Means. He's not in Coors Field, though. So Mark Reynolds, if he gets a start versus the lefty at 42, is worth the look. But so is Mark Canha. First base outfield is definitely not the best hitting environment in Oakland. But Canha versus LeBlanc at $4,200. Canha has tremendous power versus left-handed pitching, like tremendous power. The A's have a 5.3 team total. Lefties, 337. Righties are hitting 469 off Wade LeBlanc. So Mark Canha at $4,200 is very, very live in this game. Farther down you look, though, maybe an Eric Hosmer in a GPP at $3,900 versus Thornton. You can go that direction. There are some more coming up here. I got the deep dive on one later. But like Gerardo Parra, first base outfield at 38. If you're stacking the Nats versus Pablo Lopez, Parra could come into play for you there. Albert Pujols versus Drew Smiley at 38. Don't hate that at all. Pujols still does have power versus left-handed pitching. Angels have a 5-2-2 team total. Lefties 320, righties 374 versus Drew Smiley. So Pujols is in play at $3,800. So again, more sub 4K value on this slate. Chris Davis is in Coors Field against Jeff Hoffman. Hoffman is not a great pitcher by any means. Lefties 373, righties 275. You get a Coors Field first baseman with tons of power who's actually been okay since his big drought to start the season. And he's $3,600. Like, in cash games, you play Chris Davis. It's that simple. And in a lot of GPPs, you do too. But in cash games, you take that Coors Field value against Hoffman for $3,600, and you roll the dice. That's just what you do. And then the last one down here, I got to scroll a little bit because he's $3,100. There's a lot here. But Kevin Cron got the call for the Arizona Diamondbacks. He crushes baseballs. He's $3,100. He's first base, third base eligible. He could be a punt play as well. Second base, yeah, Gleyber Torres. Remember, folks, he's not facing Baltimore anymore. Still a great home run environment tonight against Junis, but he's not facing Baltimore anymore. Just keep that in mind. Mike Moustakas versus Eichhoff at $4,800. I like Eichhoff as a pitcher. I respect Milwaukee. Lefties are hitting 347 off Eichhoff this year. So Moose sitting at home could be a nice GPP look for you. Johnny Villar at 48 and Coors is not bad at all. Second base shortstop eligibility. You can look at a Whit Merrifield at 47 in cash versus Green if you so choose. We could also look at DJ LeMahieu at 46. Probably a better cash game play. Second base, third base eligible against Jacob Junis. Just remember that game has weather concerns. Brendan Rodgers, second base shortstop against Means at $4,400 is a nice play in Coors Field. Some nice savings for you there. Tommy La Stella at 42 versus Smiley is intriguing. You got Hansel Alberto and Coors at 4K versus Hoffman. He's in play, especially if he's towards the top of the order. Sliding down below 4K now, it gets a little quieter, but Chad Pinder, second base outfield eligible versus LeBlanc. We know how much Pinder crushes left-handed pitching, so keep an eye on that one. Rougui Odor in your GPPs is in play. Luis Arias of the Minnesota Twins at $3,700 is a nice value. Second base, third base, if you want to go that direction. You got a couple more down here. Ari Adrianza at 35. If he cracks the lineup, he could come into play as a value as well. Nicky Lopez, really nice play at 3,400, especially more cash than GPP against Chad Green. And then likely Luis Sessa of the New York Yankees. Again, watch the weather in that one. And then last but not least, I thought he was here. He must be at the other position. So we'll get to him in a bit. Heading over to third base. You got Nolan Arenado at 56 versus Means and Coors. That is outstanding. Arenado versus lefty at home is great. Anthony Rendon at 55 versus Pablo Lopez is a very nice ownership pivot off of Arenado, though, if you're paying up. If you're not, you can slide on down to Howie Kendrick, Mike Moustakas in your GPPs. Rafael Devers is intriguing because lefties actually hit mildly better than righties, and Devers is really heating up. DJ LeMahieu, again, cash game viable, second base, third base. Don't hate that at all. Manny Machado at 43 is intriguing against Thornton. You got Yoan Moncada versus Berrios. You can't attack Berrios with lefties in a GPP. Austin Riley is $4,300, third base outfield eligible, and all he does is hit home runs. He already has 5 on the season. That's in like the last 6 games. 24, 22, 3, 18, 0, 19, 6, 17, 14. The dude mashes. It's Miles Mikolas. You want lefties versus Mikolas, but Riley's hitting lefties and righties. I watched him play against the Giants. It's lefties, righties. It does not matter. He crushes it. So keep that in mind. But Matt Chapman at the same price point against Wade LeBlanc is very, very sexy in its own right. JD Davis, he's batting second for the Mets. If that continues at $4,200 versus Gregory Soto, very low owned play with tremendous upside in a GPP there with JD Davis at 42. Obviously, it's a 14-game slate, so there's a ton of ways to go on a slate like this, but those are the kind of plays that still have huge upside. Like, JD Davis has the same upside like a Matt Chapman and stuff at the same price point, and no one will own JD Davis. Matt Carpenter at 42, worth a look. You got to remember, though, Detroit at the Mets, wind blowing in from left field about 13 miles an hour. So keep that in mind. But Carpenter at 42, you can look that direction. Hansel Alberto mentioned him at 4K in Coors. Luis Arias mentioned him at 3,700 as a value play as well. Todd Frazier, he cracks the Mets lineup. He does hit lefties well. He's 3,600 versus Soto if you're looking for a punt. I do like David Fletcher. He usually leads off versus lefties. He's third base outfield for the Angels. Facing Drew Smyly at $3,600. That's some upside there with Fletcher. He went deep yesterday for 14 DraftKings points. He has 14 and 13 in his last two games. Facing Smyly at 36 actually has some really nice value there with Fletcher. Third base outfield eligible. Brian Anderson's 35 for Miami. Third base outfield versus McGowan. He's another punt as well. But the one I wanted to mention for you, I swore he was at this position, but maybe it's only at shortstop, so we will get him there. Let's head over to the shortstop position. Trevor Story at 56 at home versus a lefty. You know the drill. That is pretty much clockwork for you. Eduardo Escobar, third base shortstop, $5,200 switch hitting versus Pomeranz. Not bad. Just that ballpark sucks, but Pomeranz can suck as well. Mentioned Gleyber Torres already. You got Gene Segura, who is on fire. It's like a 14 or 15 game hitting streak right now. I've been writing him up like crazy of late. He's got Chase Anderson at 5K. No one will own him tonight. Not a must play at all, but he's a great play. And the thing with Chase Anderson is lefties 292, but righties are hitting 391. So Segura is going to be an extremely low owned play with tremendous upside at 5K when guys are paying up higher. So keep that in mind for you. Jorge Polanco versus Ronaldo Lopez at 49 in the GPP. Same with Trey Turner versus Pablo Lopez at 49. Has a little bit of upside as well. You got Johnny VR at 48 in Coors. Paul DeJong versus Folty at 47 is pretty darn nice as well in St. Louis. Brendan Rodgers at 44. Mentioned him already. Machado at 43. You keep sliding on down, though, and it gets a little more fun down here. But yeah, Marcus Semien's only 4K versus Wade LeBlanc. The A's are very affordable against Wade LeBlanc. That's going to might be the death of me, or might be the greatest thing ever because they could go off and no one will own them. Amed Rosario versus Gregory Soto at 39 is a very, very good value play as well. I can already tell I'm going to be able to pay for pitching tonight because there's guys below 4K I don't mind at all. Amed's kind of a streaky guy. Gil Semien at 4K if you don't like Amed, but Amed does have that upside in that matchup. As you go down a little farther, like Nick Amed at 3,500 versus Drew Pomeranz, Amed does like lefties very, very well. That's not an issue as well. Oh, where you at, little fella? I'm just going to type you in. I'm sick of trying to find you. He's at second base. That's where he was the whole time. Gavin Biggio at $3,100 got the call for the Blue Jays. He is crushing it in the minors right now. He's hitting 306 in 41 games. He's walking like crazy. He's a great OBP guy. He's showing power. He's showing speed. He's $3,100, so as a punt, he's definitely in play for you. Don't hate that at all if you're looking at that position at second base. So they got some nice punts there if you need them. They're not must plays at all. They're shiny new toys. They might not pan out, but they are value if you need them. Head into the outfield, 14-game slate, there's going to be a ton, so bear with me. Bellinger, but Mike Trout at 58 against Drew Smiley is, they make movies about that on Cinemax. Joey Gallo at 55 against Canning, that's a really, really good one. Trey Mancini against Hoffman, talked about that already in Coors. Yeah, Jock Jams against Durapo and Stratton at 5,300. But like Mookie Betts, Ronald Acuña Jr. is a straight fire. They are both great plays as well. Go below the 5K. You got Dwight Smith Jr. and Coors at 49. Really solid look for you there. Eddie Rosario versus Ronaldo Lopez in a GPP. But like Andrew McCutchen's been on fire. He's $4,800. Bryce Harper at 48 against Anderson. Those are two good looking plays there that'll probably get overlooked on a slate of this magnitude. Juan Soto is heating up. He's $4,600. Had a nice 22-point game yesterday. 22, 3, and 21 in his last three. Couple five spots, then a 16 and a 12. So he's starting to get it going, folks. He's $4,600, and he has Pablo Lopez to meet up with today. Let's keep that in mind. A few more to target after my sip of water. Senju Chu at 45 has got a little bit of upside there for you, but Franmil Reyes, $4,400 against Thornton. Very nice GPP play right there. Steve Wilkerson in Colorado at 4,400 versus Hoffman. I can get behind that. Adam Jones versus Pomeranz at 44. Worth a look for you as well. Again, Austin Riley at 43 he's going to have some down nights here eventually, but my God, what he's doing at the dish right now is, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. He's doing everything we thought he could do last year, and he's doing it finally this year. Gregory Polanco, 42 versus Bueller in a GPP. I can see the upside there. Marvin Gonzalez at 42, talked about him already. But again, Mark Canha, $4,200, really solid GPP type play. In that one, you go down farther now, you're at 4K and below. If Rajai Davis does start for the Mets, I'm not in love with Rajai Davis, but he's always hit lefties well. He can steal bags. He's $3,900 for Soto. And the thing is, when you get to play the Tigers, you get their horrible starting pitching. Oh, yeah, and their horrible bullpen. So there is a lot to like in that scenario. Farther down you look, though, you could go to a $38,900 Jay Bruce versus Daniel Mingden if you so choose. But Gerardo Parra at 38 already. Chad Pinder at 38 is way too cheap. He's going to be, should be popular. He really should, to fit in some higher price pitching. He's in a great spot for him. A few other ones here, like a Jose Martinez versus Folti at 37. We know Jose likes his right-handed pitching. Scotty Tuhati Piscotty at $3,700 for this. Wade LeBlanc is a really good look there too as well. He loves his left-handed pitching. Eloy Jimenez. It is Julio, Jose Berrios, so be careful. But Jimenez at $3,600. He's come back from the IL, and he's not a player. He just crushes a lot. Couple goose eggs to start his return from the IL, and then back to, he's got three homers in his last two games now. The dude is good. This might not be the night, but just keep that in mind. At 36 in a GPP. Brian Reynolds at 35 versus Bueller in a GPP. I can get behind that. Odubel Herrera is only 35 versus Chase Anderson. Curtis Granderson is only 35 versus McGowan. Brian Anderson is 35 versus McGowan. So those are some punt plays you can look at there. I don't hate those at all. David Fletcher's down here at 36. Talked about him already. So there's a lot of value on this slate. You can definitely make some pitching work. Might not be big time, you know, double dog value, but it's pretty good value. Recapping your pitching up top, you got Berrios, Bueller, Thor, Snell, Riley. Down below, Mingden, McGowan, Thornton, Canning. Checking out your stackathon today. You got Coors Field, obviously. Colorado versus John Means is in play for you. And so is Baltimore against Jeff Hoffman. So two really good ones there. You got the Yankees versus Junis. If it doesn't get rained out, that is a very good spot because Junis loves to get up the home run. Lefty's hitting 347, righty's 372 off of Junis. So keep those two in mind. The Mets versus Gregory Soto, a one that might get overlooked a little bit. The wind is blowing in from right field, but lefties 440, righties 428 off Soto. Plus, you get the Detroit Tigers bullpen. So the Mets are a very, very good sneaky stack tonight. The Royals versus Chad Green and the Luis Sessa could be a nice one for you in that one. The Brew Crew lefties versus Eichhoff, maybe. But I like Oakland versus Wade LeBlanc is outstanding. They have a 5.32 team total. Lefties 337, righties 469. So Mets, Oakland, two that I kind of like that might not be as popular. The Cardinals against Fulte is outstanding as well. 5.12 team total. Lefties 338, righties 374. So those are three that I really, really like. There's a lot of ways to go in a 14-game slate. Again, join us in the member Discord or the Fantasy Degens Slack chat, and we'll break it all down for you. Let's do some BVP. Send you on your way here. Jose Ramirez, 4 for 12 with a homer off Blake Snell. I don't trust Jose Ramirez right now. George Springer is hurt, but Josh Reddick, 5 for 16, 3 doubles off Chris Sale. That's interesting. Mookie Betts, 6 for 11, 3 doubles and a homer off Miley. Moreland, Betts, Chavis, JD, and Nunez have one homer. Pierce has two homers. Pierce will be cheap versus Miley. Keep that in mind if you're looking for more value. Ben Gamel and Christian Yelich have one. Ryan Braun and Grandal have two home runs off Jared Eichhoff. Mikel Franco, 5 for 10, 3 homers off Chase Anderson. Odubel Herrera is 5 for 12 with two doubles. Gene Segura, 4 for 12, double and a triple. James McCann, 5 for 11, two doubles, two homers off Berrios. As you go down, Colton Wong, Paul DeJong, Dexter Fowler, Matt Carpenter, Yadi Molina, and Marcelo Zuna have all taken Mike Fultonevich deep as a team rate in 285 with a 413 WOBA and a 276 ISO. That's pretty nice, folks. Pretty, pretty nice. Aaron Hicks, 5 for 5 off Junis. Gardner and Cam Maybin's taking him deep. Mike Trout's got two homers off Drew Smyly. Surprise, surprise. Evan Longoria, 6 for 9, 3 doubles and a homer off Robbie Ray. Joe Panik, 8 for 19 with a double. Posey, 7 for 24, double and a homer. Interesting numbers there. And that'll do it for your BVP. Quick look at the Google Sheets. Your high points guys, CJ Crow, Max Kepler, Jonathan Scope, right out the gate. Miguel Sano, Josh Bell. But when you're looking at projected value, this is what I like to look at quite a bit here. It's the Twins as well, but some guys that stand out. Steve Pierce has a really high projected value. Brian Reynolds, Harrison Bader, Hansel Alberto, Marwin Gonzalez. Some guys to look at for you. There's many, many more. The sheet is free in the FSD Slack chat. Your top pitchers on this slate. Syndergaard, Sale, Bieber, Buehler, and Snell. That's where they're going projected points. But for projected value, when you're looking at this one, it's Syndergaard, Sale, Bieber, Buehler, Ray, Thornton are all your high projected value plays. All right, that'll do it for your today's edition of Quick Hits. I'll be back with you on Monday. Hope you guys have a great week, and I'll have content over at TQE for you the whole go-round over the weekend. But until then, a rating review on iTunes would be much, much appreciated. Come join us at FantasySportsDGens.com in the Slack chat. Dropped a new Bench with Bubba last night, episode 173 with Aaron Saceta of the CBS Sportsline, the creator of the Aces Metrics. It was outstanding. Outstanding stuff. Got a new Around the Base with Bubba and Mo out there, episode 110. Francesco's got his Italia Serie A soccer picks for the weekend. And much, much more. So come check us all out. Hope you have a great weekend. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, May 24th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.